Are you concerned about education?
I am.
One of my deepest concerns is that while education systems around the world are being reformed, many of these reforms are being driven by political and commercial interests that misunderstand how real people learn and how great schools actually work. As a result, they are damaging the prospects of countless young people. Sooner or later, for better or for worse, they will affect you or someone you know. It's important to understand what these reforms are about. If you agree that they're going in the wrong direction, I hope you'll become part of the movement to a more holistic approach that nurtures the diverse talents of all of our children. In this book, I want to set out how the standards culture is harming students and schools, and to present a different way of thinking about education. I want to show, too, that whoever and wherever you are, you do have the power to make the system change. Changes are happening. All around the world, there are many great schools, wonderful teachers, and inspiring leaders who are working creatively to provide students with the kinds of personalized, compassionate, and community-oriented education they need. There are entire school districts and even national systems that are moving in the same direction. People at all levels of these systems are pressing for the changes I'm arguing for here. In 2006, I gave a talk at the TED conference in California called Do Schools Kill Creativity? The essence of that talk was that we're all born with immense natural talents, but by the time we've been through education, far too many of us have lost touch with them. As I put it then, many highly talented, brilliant people think they're not, because the thing they were good at in school wasn't valued or was actually stigmatized. The consequences are disastrous for individuals and for the health of our communities. It's proven to be the most watched talk in the history of TED. It's been viewed online more than 30 million times, and it's been seen by an estimated 300 million people worldwide. I know that's not as many views as Miley Cyrus gets, but I don't twerk. Since that talk was posted online, I've heard from students all around the world who say they've shown it to their teachers, or parents, from parents who say they've shown it to their children, from teachers who've shown it to their principals, and from superintendents who've shown it to everybody.